Ezekiel chapter 39. Do appreciate the precious word of truth. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 39, verse number 1. He says, "Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Mescal and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. And I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And I will send a fire on Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name any more. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken." Now, we preached last Wednesday night on the thought of what's going to happen. And we looked at Matthew chapter 24, verse number 3, where the disciples was asking the Lord Jesus, he said, what's going to take place and when's it going to happen? And we kind of looked through all that and just a kind of an overview to see what God said was going to take place. But I'd like to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help on this thought. The Russians are a-coming. Amen. The Russians are a-coming. As we look at this and see, the Bible tells us here in Ezekiel, he starts laying this thing out. And if you go back to chapter 38, God lays out here what's going to take place. And he says that the Lord said unto me, come to me, the word of the Lord came unto me saying. Now the Lord is speaking to Ezekiel, and he said, this is what's going to come to pass. This is what's going to happen. And he starts laying this out, talking about the battle of Gog and Magog that's going to take place. Amen. Because the Bible says in the last days, we read or hear it last week, there's going to be pestilence and famines, and there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. Amen. So as we begin to see it taking place, and can line it out circumspectly before God, and I don't know if anybody noticed it, but did you notice last week that a Russian president, Vladimir Putin, was in Iran talking to the Ayatollah? Amen. This thing's starting to come together. They're starting to work together. They're starting to go in a specific direction. Amen. Praise God. I won't say that ought to make a cold Baptist shout, because that means that we are getting so close to going home, so close to the Lord coming, so close to Him calling us out, praise God, that it ain't even funny. Amen. It's just a matter of getting geared up and loaded up and ready to go, praise the Lord, because Jesus is a-coming. Praise the Lord. But we see this thing playing out, and he said, some men set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog. Now he's talking about the person, he's talking about the place, amen, which is coming. Now we notice that this is coming, Russia is the land to the north. Direct north of the little nation of Israel. And remember that Jerusalem is, as far as God's concerned, Jerusalem is the center of the universe. Amen. If you'll think of Jerusalem being the center of the universe according to God. Now man might not see it that way. Man, you might not see it that way, but in the eyes of a holy and righteous God, Jerusalem is the center of the universe. And the Bible says that just straight north of Jerusalem, praise God, is a land called Moscow and Russia. The capital being Moscow. But he said there's going to be the prince of Moscow, praise God, is coming against the nation of Israel. This thing's lining up, and we can see it as it's going to be played out. You know, so we see it begin to come to pass, but it's going to escalate as the days approach. And the reason I say it, if you look into the New Testament as we see it playing out in 2 Timothy, The Bible says, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13, he said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Amen. It doesn't say anywhere that it's going to get better and better. But he said that the evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. He said, it's going to get worse, praise God, and not better. Now, I'm not negative Freddy here today. I'm just giving you the truth. Amen. So we as Christians can be informed believers. Praise God. Now, this may sound pretty depressing. I mean, on the outside. But as far as being a born again believer, praise God, it's exciting. On the outside, but on the inside, praise God, it's pretty exciting. Amen. He begins that chapter in 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And he says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Amen. Why are they going to come? Because men's going to wax worse and worse. Amen. Evil and seducers will come upon the scene and they'll wax worse and worse. So that's what we have. That's what we have to look forward to. He also says this in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3, or chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 1. He says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I say, even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen. I feel like old John on Isle Patmos, Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken of much in mind, or be troubled, neither in spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Amen, or the day of the Lord. He said, don't be shaken up and tore up because you think this is coming to pass. He said, let no man deceive you by any means, verse number 3, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, an apostasy. Amen, people that know the truth of God but reject the truth of God. We're seeing it all around us today. Churches that used to be full of people, praise God, are a high full or a third full. Because people's just turned their back on God and they said, you know what, I can make it without Him. Well, they're confused. They are messed up in their thinking and their logic. Because we cannot make it one moment without God. Hello? Amen. He said, come and fall away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now that's that lawless one. Amen. That's the Antichrist. That's you might say, Brother Bill, that's the chief son of Satan. He's going to be revealed. Amen. He said, who opposes exalting himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Said, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. Paul said, this isn't new stuff. He said, I've told you before. He said, I'm just reiterating, bringing to your remembrance. Amen. We need to be thoughtful. We need to be vigilant because this stuff's trying to sneak in. Amen. So we got to be aware. Amen. He said, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. He said, there's a restraining force that's holding it back. Amen. He said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. He said, it's already here. The mystery of lawlessness is already in the world. Amen. But he said, there's something that's holding it back. He said, only he that now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. He's talking about the Holy Spirit of God. What's holding back the lawlessness in the world today, Brother Jamie, is the Spirit of God. Amen. That's the only thing that's keeping the world from being in total chaos right now. But we see, as we see the apostasy, we see people start falling away and they're turning their backs on God. We're seeing the lawlessness beginning to grow. It's a perilous times and it's waxing worse and worse. Amen. The devil's having a heyday. He's having him a time, praise God. And he's going to destroy and tear up all that he can while he can. But there's a God in heaven, praise God, that's just still in control. He said, only he that now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now, when a church goes out in a rapture, when a church is called out, amen, to be with the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God is going to go out with us. How come? Because He's in us. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God is in us. He indwells us. Now, if the Holy Spirit didn't go out with us, then He wouldn't be able, we wouldn't be able to say that the Lord said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. But He promised He would always be with us and He would never leave you or forsake you. So the Spirit's going to go out with us. And the Spirit of the Holy God is going to go out of here. And when it does, praise God, literally all hell is going to break loose. It's going to be like, it's going to be a time that we've never seen before. Amen. He goes on and says, then shall that wicked be revealed. That's that lawless one. That's the chief son of Satan. Who the Lord shall consume with spirit of His mouth, shall destroy with the brightness of His coming. He said, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness, that's deceit, of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Because people reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they reject the truth that Jesus died for them on Calvary. They reject the truth that Jesus loved them and He came to this earth, lived, praise God, 33 and a half years and died on the cross of Calvary, shed His blood for their sins. And they don't accept, they don't believe the truth that God gave us when He gave us His Son. Amen? They do not. They receive not the love of truth that they might be saved. How do you be saved? By receiving the love of the truth. The truth is Christ. Amen. He said, for this cause, in other words, you say, but because of this, God shall send them strong delusion that they, now notice He didn't say we or us, but He said that they should believe a lie. Now there's no imperfect tense here. It's not a lie, it's the lie. And it's the lie of the devil and the Antichrist. That they, here it is again, that they, all, everyone who denied the Lord Jesus Christ, who denied the truth, amen, all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Amen. They get so caught up in this world, in the pleasures of the world, that they don't want anything to do with God. They don't only want anything to do with God's Christ. They don't want anything to do with the Holy Spirit of God. And they reject it and they neglect it. Amen. And they're turned over, praise God, to a reprobate mind. And they believe the lie of the devil and they're damned. God help. We're seeing it all over this world. It's growing like a plague. But He said, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved. Love the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Amen. He said, we thank God for you, brethren. Thank God for the people that have believed on Lord Jesus Christ and been saved. Praise God. They made their call, election short, and they're ready to go home. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? And we see things as it begins to play out. Now, if you go back to Ezekiel chapter 38, it kind of helps us to understand more what's going to take place. So see, by the time you get to Ezekiel chapter 38, you get to the time of Gog and Magog. This world has done been turned over. The devil has been unleashed. The Spirit of God has withdrawn itself. And man are doing whatever man wants to do. Amen. So Russia and their great army from the north, they come down upon the nation of Israel. Praise God. And they begin to gather up the other armies as they come. Armies just as, listen to me, now armies just as wicked as they are. Hello? Russia is atheist. atheistic, if you will. They don't believe and they don't want no God. They want to be shed of God. Amen. When Joseph Stalin set this thing up, he said, what we're going to do is create a society, praise God, where we don't have to answer to no God. Amen. Amen. They even went to the problem when they sent that, what was the name of it? Sputnik. Remember that satellite, that ship Sputnik, I believe it was called, they sent in outer space? And they sent a thing down. They said that we have conquered past the moon and we're headed toward the sun. And we're going to tell you when it's all said and done that we're going to get rid of the mythology of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what we're contending with today. They're not just common people that don't think like we do. These are atheistic people who hate God. Everything that God stands for. And as they begin to move down and they begin to head for that little nation of Israel. Hello? Amen. As it sits there. In under a time of peace treaty, they're going to begin to head for that little nation of Israel, and they're going to gather up their allies as they go. He gives us a list of some of them here. He said, Russia's going to come down, verse number 4, and I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaws. This is God. And will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling the sword. Amen. You see it playing out? All of them men of war. Amen. Geared up and ready. And as they go along, they pick up Persia, which is Iran. Used to be Persia, it's Iran. They pick up Ethiopia. They pick up Libya. They move on down, they pick up Gomer, which is Germany, and all his bands. And House of Togarmah, which is Togarmah, which is South Turkey. Amen, the northern quarters, and all these bands, and many people with thee. He says, as they go along, they just keep gathering up more and more people, more and more that don't love the Lord, but they hate God and they hate what God stands for. They hate being under any kind of control, under any kind of authority. The reason we won't accept the Lord Jesus Christ and live for Him in the United States anymore is because we don't want His authority, but we'll listen to everybody else that comes down the pike. Amen. We'll let them dictate to us. That's why we're in a mess we are today. We've let them tell us what's what, praise God. And I want to tell you, the only authority to do that is the precious Word of God. Hello. You're welcome. Amen. That's the only thing that has the authority to speak to us that we should have to listen to. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they come down through there, and the Bible says as they come, they gather up a great and a mighty army. In verse 16, he says, and thou shalt come up against my people of Israel. Now listen to what it says, as a cloud to cover the land. And it shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. So you see, Gog, and Magog, praise God, or Gog, the prince ruler of the ruler of Gog. He said he's going to come down from Russia. He's going to gather all these armies with him that's willing to go. All these other armies, those that are atheist and those that are Islamic, and they're going to gather together. Amen. There's no difference in them, and they're going to gather together and come against the nation of Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, Islam, that's people that love God too. No, they don't. Amen. They're an ungodly bunch of devils that worship the moon. Hello? They're not God's people. They're not of God. The book that they have is not the Word of God. It's what they took God's Word and made up to make it fit into their plans. Amen. so that they could deny the true authority of God. But we have to ask our question and all this. I got to thinking on this day, I said, where in the world do we fit in? Where does the United States of America fit in all this? Look what he says in verse 13. Sheba, Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish. Now watch this. With all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey? To carry away silver and gold? To take away cattle and goods? To take a great spoil? Can you see what's happening here? The agency, praise God, of the UN and the United States of America, together we stand up and we ask the question. Amen. Now, if you look into this closely, it says with all the young lions thereof. Now, we know that England and their emblem is a lion. And we are those that might be considered the offspring of England because we come out of England. Amen. We separated from England. And so he's talking to us, praise God, and talking to the UN, and he's saying, where are you at? And you know what they do? Oh, preacher, they gather their armies and they get their guns and their cannons and their rockets and their planes, and we get ready to launch an attack, a counterattack. No. We come up with some kind of passive diplomatic means of conjure to blow out some words and talk a big talk, but we don't plan on doing nothing. Amen. Don't plan. Said, you're just come to take a spoil. You're just come to, you know, and you know, well, they should. Brother Bill, this is God's plan being played out. I tell you what, United States or America ought to do right now. We ought to just give Israel away. Just ask them, say, what do you need? And just send it to them and get out of the way. Amen. We ought to, whatever they need, whatever you need, you just let us know and we'll stay out of your way. Just tell us where you want us to drop it off, be most convenient for you, and we'll stay out of your way. And we'll let you and God take care of this. And guess what? Israel and God would take care of it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So we see this thing playing out. But who is in control of this? God is. Who is it says he'll put hooks in their jaws? See, they done turned their backs. Apparently, they had done maybe been thinking on and said, you know, this might not be a good idea. If I was Israel, if I was Russia, I'd think pretty considerate of that, because they thought they would go into Ukraine and 2 or 3 days they'd take off back over that Crimean peninsula and they would be in control and charge again, praise God, and it ain't panned out too good. Hundreds of thousands of men later, they still ain't hardly got nowhere. Amen. Why? Because God is in control. You got an anti-Semitics. You got people that hate God. You got atheists, and you got Islamist nations that's coming against this little nation of Israel. This little nation that stands for God and godliness. And I know they're not where they're going to be, where they ought to be. Praise God, they're not where they're going to be. But praise God, they're on the right track.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. They still believing in the Holy God of heaven. Amen. So we see this thing line out. Amen. America and Europe ain't going to come to the rescue. God will do that. God's going to take care of that situation. Amen. God is going to pour His fury out. Look at verse 18. He said, and it shall come to pass at the same time when God shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God. Now watch this. That my fury shall come up in my face. Lord help. I don't want to look into the face of an angry God, do you? Oh my goodness. I can't even stand the thought of looking into my face, the face of my Lord and Savior, who's going to say, well, welcome in, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. I dread looking upon his face, even if I've been good enough to hear that. Amen. I can't even imagine looking upon the fury of the face of God. Amen. But these folks one day are going to look upon the fury of the face of God. They're going to see God's fury. Amen. You say, preacher, why? Because Russia and those Arab tormentors of the nation of Israel. Amen. Praise God. They're going to be crushed by God. They're no better than Pharaoh, who come up against God, come against God's people, and God annihilated them. God crushed them. Amen. God did that. They're no better than Nahum when he come up and he said, or Haman when he come up and he said, hey king, what we need to do is make a proclamation and get rid of these Jews. He said, they're rising up against the king. He lied like a yeller dog. Amen. But old Esther found him out. Old Uncle Mordecai done spilled the beans. He'd heard them plotting. Amen. Praise God. Listen, you don't get nothing over on God. And they called him out, and she said, hey, listen, if I find favor, I'd like to have a meeting with you. She did, and found favor in the king's eyes. And she said, if I found favor, hey, I'd like to do this again on tomorrow night. And if everything plays out, and she said, I'd like to ask something of you. So he does it again, and she finds favor in the eyes of the king, praise the Lord. And he said, what is it you'd like? He said, this Haman, praise God, has made a proclamation to kill me and my people. Amen. Amen. And God scrunched the life out of that little weasel, hung him from his own gallows that he had made to hang Uncle Mordecai on. God did that, praise God. He destroyed Pharaoh. He destroyed Haman. Praise God. He destroyed those who would rise up against him. There was a man in the third right. In fact, thought he'd rise up and he'd become God Almighty on earth. And he didn't. He was some people he didn't like. They was called Jews. And he thought, well, I'll just exterminate those Jews. I'll make me a perfect race, praise God. His name was Adolf Hitler. He rose up. Praise God. 12 years later, praise God, he was crushed. Amen. Destroyed down to the ground. God did that, praise the Lord. God's able to do it again, ain't he? Amen. Praise his holy name. He was crushed to the ground. Amen. Praise God. Israel, God will take care of them. Amen. Praise his name. And when it's all said and done, the world will know that he is God. Amen. That he is God. Praise the Lord. Said the fury would come up in his face. And when it's all said and done, look at 38 and 23. Chapter 38, verse 23. He said, thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. He said, when it's all said and done, they will know that I alone, praise God, I am the Lord. There's none other. Praise his holy name. Amen. The weapons of warfare, praise God, he gives us these weapons of war. How's God going to do that? The same way he's always done it. Amen? If you look back at verse 19. He said, in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. Amen? God said to begin with, I'm just going to shake things up a little bit. Amen. I like it when God shakes things up. God gets you shaking things up. He gets your attention. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all the creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down and the steep places shall fall and every wall shall fall to the ground. Amen. God said, I'm just going to shake it all down where it's a level playing field. Amen. So I'm just going to get all down here where we can all eyeball it. See, how'd he do it? Just the same way he did, praise God, in Numbers chapter 16. You remember when Korah rose up and they was bad-mouthing Moses, praise God, and God said, hey, listen, what I'll do? He said, I'll just open up the ground and I'll just swallow them up. Amen. And they're in all their substance. Amen. They're people and their tents and their camels and their everything. Praise God. God said He just opened up the earth and swallowed them up. Took them down alive into the heart of the earth. Just engulfed them. Amen. That's how God does business. Amen. And then He said, every man's sword will come against his other. Look what He says. He said, I will call for the sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord. Every man's sword shall be against his brethren. Amen. Against his brother. That's going to be the awfulest case of friendly fire that there ever was. Amen. God's going to get them so confused. They're going to be as confused as they was in Judges chapter 7 when Gideon come upon them. I pray God, he had several thousand, and God said, that's too many. Got him down to 300. Finally, Gideon said, well, that's too many too. He said, I'm going to take me about 100 men. I'm going to surround these bunch of devils. We're going to take a pot in our hand with a light in it. He said, when I tell you, praise God, we're going to shout and break the light. And when he did, it tore them all to pieces. They thought the army of Israel, praise God, come upon them, and said they began to kill left and right, and they killed each other. Amen. God, praise God. You say, we say so many times God's not the author of confusion, but a few times He has been. Amen. To His advantage. Praise the Lord. We see destroying them with the earthquake. He said destroy them with a friendly fire. We see him destroying them with an overflowing rain. Amen. Praise God. I was trying to think of it, then I couldn't remember it. I was all the way up here. It's an overflowing rain. They went out to battle, praise God. And it was the time of year they got out there, and they come at them with chariots and all the horsemen, praise God, against these footmen of Israel, praise the Lord. But God Almighty sent a mighty rain, and all them chariots got hung up in the mud. Amen. Praise God. God got them stuck in the mud and destroyed them. Everyone. Praise His holy name. And then He says, praise God, He said not only was He going to stir them with the overflow of rain, but said with great hailstones, fire and brimstone. We all know that story. Amen. A couple of little towns by the name of Sodom and Gomorrah. And God looked down upon us. He had heard that there's a lot of wickedness going on down there. There was a lot of sodomy. There was a lot of men with men doing ungodly things, sexual perversion. And God said, I've heard about it. I'm going down there. Of course, old Abraham, Father Abraham, he tried to negotiate with God. He would try to preserve his nephew Lot. He said, Lord, if there's this many, that many. He finally come down and said, Lord, if they be 10 souls. Amen. And God said, I won't destroy it for 10 souls' sake. He got down there, praise God, and there wasn't nobody but Lot and his wife and two daughters. Was all they could find. And when he went into them, Lot went into his family, tried to say, hey, look, we got to get out of here. God's fed up with this mess. Lot knowed, because the Bible said he had vexed his righteous soul sitting out there at the gate of that place every day. Amen. Do you want something's a vex in your soul? Praise God. Sometimes you just got to get out. I know what he was thinking. Lot was probably thinking, well, you know, probably like most of us. Well, I'm just going to hang around here. Well, maybe I can make a difference. Maybe I can just give them the truth, give them the gospel. Amen. It cost him his family. Amen. Cost him his family. Do you know, to Paul Harvey, the rest of the story? Those fellas grabbed him by his hands, grabbed his two daughters, grabbed his wife, and out of there they went. He said, hey, he said, listen, buddy. He said, we can't do nothing till we get you out of here. Amen. So he took those two daughters, took Lot, took his wife, and they headed out. Of course, you know the story. Lot's wife was thinking about that place, lusting over that place, and she looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. Amen. Lot escaped with his daughters. But in a relationship, they made their father drunk and become two of the most wicked nations in the world that come out of their wombs. Amen. God done that. But because of that wickedness, God rained down fire and brimstone and destroyed those two cities from the face of the earth. Archaeologists and scientists are still trying to find the remains of those two cities. Amen. Still trying to figure out where they went to. Praise God, when God destroys something, He does her good. Amen. Great hailstones and fire and brimstone. Praise God. Fell upon them. God can do the same thing again. The Bible says that those folks, Russians would come against them, Gog and Magog would come against the Lord's people, and that God would destroy them down to the ground. Amen. He says in chapter 39, I read and you're here in verse number 2, He said, I will turn thee back and leave. Now listen to this. I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of the right hand. God says, He said, buddy, I'm going to leave you standing there defenseless. Amen. You would think when somebody got to the point of total defenseless, when they couldn't do anything for themselves no more, they'd look up and say, Lord, help me. You would think. They didn't. They won't. Amen. He said, but thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands and the people that is with thee, and I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, of the beasts of the field to be devoured. Amen. If I do my math right, a sixth part, that would be 84% of the thousands and thousands of the hordes of Gog will die on that field. Amen. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands will die on that field. Amen. But that won't even be compared to those that will die during Armageddon. And they can, whenever the Antichrist and all the demons and the radicals of the world come against God. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ at His coming. But listen to what He says. And I'll hurry. He said, in verse number 6, He said, I will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Magog, that's the capital of Russia, Moscow. God says, not only will I destroy them to the ground, when they get back home, they're not going to have nothing left. I'm going to destroy them to the ground. But listen, He said, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. You think about that, those that are dwelling carelessly around the edges of these other nations. Have you ever thought where the majority of people in the United States live? Along the coast of our nation. That's why when they're trying to build these nuclears to nuke us with, they want to be able to hit our east coast and our west coast, because that's where the biggest congregation of people are. And God said, I'm going to send fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles. I'm just wondering, could be coming our way if we don't change our ways. And He said, they shall know that I am the Lord. Can you think about some of these ungodly places where they're doing ungodly things? Where they're voting to kill babies left and right? They're voting for sodomy to make it a norm in people's lives? Pushing upon our wives and our lives and our families, our children, to destroy them to the ground. But then God says this in verse 7. He said, So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my name, my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken. Amen. A sixth part, 84%,
those nations that come against God will be destroyed to the ground. Amen. Praise God. God will send fires into Moscow, into the coast, even the coast of America. Amen. Praise God. And people will need, he said, I will make my holy name known. Amen. Praise God. And he said, for the nation of Israel, he said, I'll not hide my face from them no more. Amen. They're going to see my face. Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 29, he said, neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Amen. The Lord said, I'm not going to hide my face from them more. Praise God. I'm just going to smile at them and love on them. Praise the Lord. And they're going to be with me, and I'm going to be with them. He said, praise God, preacher. What a blessing. Amen. God's going to destroy the ungodliest godliness of this world. He said, well, preacher, where are we going to be at while all this is taking place? I hope we're going to be with the Lord. Amen. Wherever He is, that's where we'll be. That so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And what a day that'll be. I'm looking forward to it. But the Russians are coming. Amen. This stuff ain't pretend. It ain't play. They're coming. They don't even understand what they're doing. You say, preacher, what would make them want to do that? Oil. One of the richest veins of oil in the world is in the little nation of Israel. But they something that people overlook all the time, don't even realize. The Dead Sea, the minerals in the Dead Sea, there's billions and billions of metric tons of minerals that people need every day. There's billions of tons of minerals in there that you could put on the fields and they flourish like a rose. Amen. You could pour it out on the desert and it would bloom. So they're coming. God's going to put hooks in their jaw and He's going to draw them. What's going to draw them? Those minerals. Those things, praise God, that they need. And they want to get them before anybody else does. Amen. So you see this thing taking place about 3.5 years into this thing. Gog and Magog. Praise God. And then those that's left standing, there'll be one that'll come out of the European Union. And he'll rise up. He's going to already be a conglomerate of 10 kingdoms. And when it's all said and done, he'll have them down to just a few. And he's going to rise up and be the Lord over them all. And he's going to proclaim himself to be God. Amen. He's going to rise up. But that's another message for another day.